This poem is called Hard Rain, and the title of the poem is a reference to one of Bob Dylan's most famous songs. It's A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, written probably when he was in his 20s, in the 1960s. One of his marvelous poems promising the inevitable arrival of a cleansing kind of justice, which was going to make the first be last and the last be first, make the warmongers lie down in the fields with the lambs, and the adjustment of the sinful world occur at last. It's A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, that was the name of Dylan's song, and we all believed in it, and 10 years later we discovered that the record companies had bought it, they'd stripped the lyrics or changed them, and they were using them in the background of BMW commercials, just in the way that Thoreau was being used in BMW commercials for March to the Beat of a Different Drummer, or everything was being used in commercials. And we realized that the Hard Rain was maybe not going to be coming as fast as we thought. Hard Rain. After I heard It's a Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, played softly by an accordion quartet through the ceiling speakers of the Springdale shopping mall, then I understood. There's nothing we can't pluck the stinger from. Nothing we can't turn into a soft drink flavor or a t-shirt. Even serenity could become something horrible if you made a commercial about it, using smiling, white-haired people, quoting Thoreau, to sell retirement homes in the Everglades, where the swamp has been drained and bulldozed into a 19-hole golf course with electrified alligator barriers. "You can't keep beating yourself up, Billy," I heard the therapist say on television to the teenage murderer, "about all those people you killed. You just have to be the best person you can be, one day at a time." And everybody in the audience claps and weeps a little, because the level of deep feeling has been touched, and they want to believe that the power of forgiveness is greater than the power of consequence or history. Dear Abby, my father is a businessman who travels. Each time he returns from one of his trips, his shoes and trousers are covered with blood. But he never forgets to bring me a nice present. Should I say something? Signed, America. I used to think I was not part of this, that I could mind my own business and get along. But that was just another song that had been taught to me since birth, whose words I was humming under my breath as I was walking through the Springdale shopping mall.